I wished in my dreams and it gave me incredible. From their debut album, that is Satya, hailing from Montreal, Canada. That's a wonderful track called Note to Myself. And this is an album that explores sobriety, self-love, healing, resilience, and growth. Really cool stuff. And the album is also called Note to Myself. Before that, Rhonda Head with Searching for You. Rhonda was down in LA for the Grammy Awards. Saw a couple of pictures there. It was really exciting. Every time I see someone I know or that I really have an affinity for out doing something that they love and really making waves, it makes me very happy. We've got a singer that I also adore from Manitoba, and I run into him periodically as well. It's a new track called Tangled, which came out just last year. And Don Amaro, follow him on socials. He's a wonderful man and a wonderful singer-songwriter and artist. Here he is on the jukebox.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Just do your best. gonna be the guide. Gotta get you to the other side, to where the butterflies and where the peace resides. But first, 5 minutes for the 15 of fame, 5 seconds for you saying my name. I'm deadly sharp shooting the game, gonna hit you in the soul, executioner's aim. Get together and we building a fire, clear smoke and it's taking us higher. Hands up, everyone is one. If you see yourself making it, you see in the sun. Metropolis under edge of control, they take our money but they won't take our soul. That ain't gonna do it no more, won't do what we told and we ain't gonna fold. We hold up.
That is Go, Chemical Brothers featuring Q-Tip right here on the Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Thank you for tuning in to the show. The Young Novelists with Break the Whole Thing Down. They've just scored their first Juno nomination. Really do love these two, and I've known them for a very long time. It's from their album, These Dark Canyons. They've been working hard. Met them at Folk Music Ontario probably over a decade ago, 2015, yeah. Is when I first met them and hung out with them. I'm so happy for both of them. Yeah, Tessine is on the show as well, featuring Ashley Young. And we've got a song from the album Stand on My Shoulders. This is a really cool album. It's been released on Sub Pop Records. I don't know if you guys know that label, but it's the same label that released Nirvana's Nevermind. So they've got some stake in the game, if you know what I mean. This is a very cool artist from Alaska, and I hope that you dig it. They're from the Raven Coho Clan, and the song is called Incinerate. That's coming up right after Catronauta. This is Space Invader from a single released back in 2025, just this past summer. Enjoy.
gotta get away sometimes. 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 Gotta get away.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
We'll be right back. sunny park, and they want to feel your fear.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. What is it that draws us to a romantic partner? For birds, it might be a sweet song, compatible personality type, the right zesty scent, or outrageous dance moves. The serenade of a male white-throated sparrow prompts a response in a female sparrow's brain that resembles that of humans listening to their favorite music. Most cranes, like these sandhill cranes, duet with prospective partners for years before they begin breeding. For Stella's jays, birds of a feather pair together. Couples in which individuals have a similar temperament, either both shy or both bold, tend to be the most successful at raising chicks. Crested auklets of both sexes produce a pungent citrus perfume. Field biologists can smell a breeding colony from a boat as they approach. Blue-footed boobies, on the other hand, dance. The birds display their feet to each other in a ponderous pas de deux, a sort of dance duet. The bluer a bird's feet are, the healthier the bird is. Greater flamingos that have a larger repertoire of dance moves are considered more attractive, and the best dancers tend to pair up. How typical. For Bird Note, I'm Wenfei Tong.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.